From WSIU Radio News, I'm Jeff Williams. It's Thursday, January 17th. We'll see widely scattered rain showers through morning, then call it mostly cloudy today. We'll see a high near 44. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker has ordered a review of emerging industries so that state money for workforce training can be maximized. The governor visited Southwestern Illinois Community College in Belleville yesterday, where he signed an executive order requiring the State Department of Commerce and Economic Opportunity to report within 90 days on industries that show the potential for future growth in Illinois. A January 22nd conference on the opioid crisis will focus on the epidemic in the southern 16 counties in Illinois. WSIU's Steph Whiteside has more.
Americans are now more likely to die from an overdose than a car crash. While prescriptions for opioids have decreased in southern Illinois, there is still a big problem facing the region. Bill McCreary, who works at the Center for Rural Health, explains.
Right now, only about 10% of the substance use disorder patients out there are getting treatment. That means 90% aren't. We need more beds, we need more money.
In addition to the use of prescription monitoring, conference topics will include identifying signs of drug abuse and the role that childhood trauma plays in addiction. For WSIU, I'm Steph Whiteside.
The partial federal government shutdown continues to impact service providers in Illinois. Carrie Ward with the Illinois Coalition Against Sexual Assault says they will try to keep their 30 rape crisis centers across the state open beyond the end of the week when federal funding runs out. Illinois senior U.S. Senator is standing with fellow Democrats in a call to reopen the federal government. WSIU's Jennifer Fuller has more.
Senator Dick Durbin says the partial government shutdown is hurting families across the United States unnecessarily. He says the dispute over border security should be discussed, not used as a political tool.
There are things that need to be negotiated and decided, important things about border security and the future of the DACA kids and Dreamers. But I think there's a strong growing feeling here, bipartisan feeling, this should not be at the expense of the men and women who work for this federal government.
Still, Durbin says he doesn't want to give false hope. He says there's no end in sight for the showdown between President Trump and Democrats in Congress. I'm Jennifer Fuller.
Today marks the 99th anniversary of the beginning of Prohibition in the U.S. The 18th Amendment banned the sale, manufacture, and distribution of alcohol nationwide. An expert at the Illinois State Museum, Erica Holtz, says supporters believe this would solve many of society's ills.
They figured alcohol was being pushed on them by saloon keepers, and if they could just stop that, then people would stop drinking, and social problems would go away, domestic abuse would go away, alcoholism would go away, people would work harder, slums would improve, just life everywhere would get so much better.
While alcohol consumption may have dropped, Holt says other problems emerged during Prohibition, such as bootlegging and the growth of organized crime. Prohibition was repealed by the 21st Amendment in 1933. Weather-wise today, we'll see widely scattered rain showers this morning, also some dense fog in the northern part of the listening area through mid-morning. Look for high today of 44. We'll call it cloudy skies the rest of the afternoon. Winds will be out of the south at 6 to 9 miles an hour, becoming northwest during the afternoon hours. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We'll see an overnight low of 32. Then tomorrow, pretty much more of the same, mostly cloudy skies. Look for high tomorrow around 44. I'm Jeff Williams, WSIU Radio News.